I will bless the Lord at all times. Let us bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouths.
Well, praise the Lord. We're going to have Esther just read the scripture text for us. If you can come and follow it, it's right here. 95th Psalm, verses 1 through 11.
Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, as at Meribah, as on the day at Massa in the wilderness, when your fathers put me to the test and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation and said, they are a people who go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Therefore I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We thank God for the reading of his word and for his word to us, his people. Most believers have a psalm that they embrace and hold dearly. For many, it's the 23rd psalm. Others embrace the 27th. And then there are yet others who hold to the 91st. I'm sure you have one that is near and dear to your heart. One that you find yourself going back to again and again and yet again. It's that word that has taken a place in your heart. It has found a hiding place. And it is God's word, and it is in your heart. And today, we want to spend a few minutes in this psalm as we've heard read in our midst. Last week, we were reminded of who we are and who God has called us to be. You've experienced the grace of God that has united you to Christ and to the body of Christ, reconciled you to God, and has given you the ministry of reconciliation, whereby you and I are able to go forth with such a ministry, encouraging others to be reconciled to God. Be reconciled to God. It's the cry of the heart of the people as God enables and equips us, bidding all men and women to come and embrace a love that surpasses that which they've ever experienced, and be reconciled to God. Today, God's word comes to us from this 95th Psalm. Familiar words indeed, as the psalmist calls on the people of God, calls on you and me to come and sing unto God. It is not easy to sing when you are going through a difficult time. It is not easy to sing when things are not going your way. This walk that God has called us to, this journey on this side of heaven, is one that has ups and downs. But God promises that, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. And here in this 95th Psalm, the psalmist says, and if you can hear the lament of the psalmist, he says, oh, come. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Come. It's kind of strange that the redeemed ones of God would need to be beckoned to worship. And yet, we see in this psalm that the need to admonish or to draw the people of God back to the place of worship is so important. Your brothers and sisters often are weighed down with cares and concerns. And when we're upset, and when things don't seem to be going the way we would desire of it to go, when the enemy of our souls just keep showing us the errors of our ways, or what could be right and what could be fixed a bit better, it takes us away from worship. Worship calls for your and not my undivided attention to God. And yet when we come to worship, the distractions seems to increase numerously to draw you and to draw me away from the focus of him who ought to be adored. But the 95th Psalm opens up with such a plea, daughter. It says, oh, come. Oh, come and let us sing. Let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the God who is the rock of our deliverance, of our salvation. And it calls us from the fringes. It calls you and me back to that rightful place that we have in God. It says, let us come into his presence because of the accomplished work of Calvary. You have a right to the very presence of God. And the psalmist admonishes us. He woos us. He says, come. Come into the presence. But don't come just any which way. Come with thanksgiving. Come with what? Come with thanksgiving. Saints of God, when we fail to come with thanksgiving, we will come with murmur and we will come with complaints. There is always something to murmur and complain about. But God is calling us to go beyond that. He's calling us to come and sing. And I'm not encouraging you to do what the Word is not encouraging us to do. You have the right to be in his presence. So come into the presence with thanksgiving. And when you are in the presence of Abba Father, make a joyful noise with songs of praise. With songs of praise. And God is calling us away from murmur. And he's calling us away from complaint. And he's calling us to be a people of worship. A people who know their God. Who triumph in their God. Who have taken their rightful place in the presence of God. And make joyful noise unto God. The third verse reminds us that this God to whom we are called to worship, he is a great God and he is a great king above all gods. I said he is a great king above all gods, and we are blessed and we are privileged to worship him. We are blessed and we are privileged to wait on him. We wait on the Lord. Praise the name of God. Hallelujah. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the mountains are also. The sea is his, for it is he who made it, and his hands form the dry land. As the psalmist puts us in remembrance as to who it is that you and I are blessed to have an audience with, now it comes full circle to the sixth verse where he reiterates the words again. He says, oh, come. Come, let's worship. Come, let's worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, who is our Maker. We've come to worship Him. We have not come to perform. We have come to do cooperatively what hopefully each of us are doing privately, and that is worshiping our God. Oh, come, let's worship and let's bow down. Let us do what? Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Kneel before the Lord, our Maker. The seventh verse as we hasten to the close, for He is our God. He is not their God or your God. He's our God. We have come to know Him intimately. We've come to know Him in the pardoning of our sins. We're not just going through a rote. We have an intimate relationship with Him. Amen. I said it's an intimate relationship. Yes, saints of God, He is our God. And we are His people. We are the people of His pasture. Would to God that we can glean fully what this 95th Psalm is saying to the body of believers. He calls us amidst your disappointments, amidst your pain, amidst your needs. He says the victory lies in your worship. Come and worship. Come and bow down. Come and be reminded of who you are and whose you are. We are His people of His pasture. We are the sheep of His hands. And today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your heart as at Merda and as on the day of Moshe, speaking about the children of Israel being brought out and who became stiff-necked and hardened their hearts. And as a result of which, God swore that they will not enter into the rest, resulting in 40 years in the wilderness, having to go around and around. It did not alter their relationship with God, but it certainly robbed them from the rest that was rightfully theirs. God is saying, I'm speaking. And as you hear me, do not harden your heart, but respond to me. Don't be like your forefathers. Don't be stiff-necked. The 10th verse, for 40 years, I loathed that generation and said, they are a people who go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. And look at the closing of this 95th Psalm. Therefore, I swore in my wrath that they shall not enter my rest. Saints of God, you and I, twice in this 95th Psalm, the first and the sixth verse, are called to come into worship. And the things of this world that seem so humongous will grow strangely dim in the light of God's glory, in the light of God's grace, as you and I worship Him. I leave with you a summation of this 95th Psalm. The psalmist calls us in verses 1 through 5 to come and praise the Lord. Despite what's going on in your life, God is calling us not to be like Martha, but to come away like Mary and to worship. Come and praise the Lord. Verses 1 through 5. Verses 6 through 7. The word calls us to bow down and worship. Because if we say we are praising Him, then it's going to be demonstrative. Bow down and worship. And then it closes out in 7b. Hear and obey what the Lord is saying. God is speaking. He's forever speaking. For he whom the Lord loves, He's forever speaking correctively to. Praise be the Lord. Let us hear God. Let us hear His word. Let us embrace what God is saying because of his faithfulness. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.